Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited a man and his face was swollen and he was so desperately ill that he immediately realized sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there is something wrong here. This man must have made a dua to have become as physically ill as this. Asked him, did you make any special dua? And he said, yes, actually I did. And I prayed that Allah, whatever punishment you're planning to give me in the hereafter, give it to me in dunya. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shocked. He said, subhanallah, ila tutiqu, you just don't have the strength for that. Why did you not say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar? Instead of assuming that you're going to get the worst from Allah, why didn't you try asking Him for the best? And this is our problem, because when we start thinking of du'as ourselves, doesn't mean you can't make du'as yourselves, but you need to be careful. We know, for instance, if you do sabr, this is one of the doorways to paradise, but that doesn't mean you're supposed to pray for problems, that Allah give me problems and then I'll do sabr and then I'll make it to the highest level of Jannah. On the contrary, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salullah al-afiyah, ask Allah for well-being. Ask Him for good things. Why are you asking Him for problems or calamities? What if you're not strong enough to stand up to the test? So you're praying for problems, but when they come, you can't face them. Then what will you do? Now, remember one more thing, that our du'as actually, if you're making detailed du'as, they reflect your ambitions. If you'll have noticed, you know, when people are going for Hajj and everyone hands them long lists, and this list will be for wealth or for children or for their career or for some other problem. But 90% of those du'as will pertain to dunya. Very few people will come up to you and say, pray for my akhira, or pray that Allah forgives me, or pray that Allah blesses my knowledge. Very few people. I don't know, the ratio might have increased now, but this is a very rare percentage of people who care more about the akhira than dunya. In the Quran, Allah speaks about such people, and Allah says that amongst mankind are those who say, Rabbana atina fi dunya. Allah, give to us in dunya. That's all they want, dunya. Whether or not it's good for them, that doesn't concern them. They want wealth, they want kids, they want best homes, the most posh cars, and they don't care whether it's good for them or not. But they want dunya. Allah says then they will get nothing in akhirah. Why? Because they never bothered to ask for akhirah. So why should Allah give it to them? وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ, and amongst them are those who say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah, give us good in the world. Do you know hasana in the world means that Allah, give me wealth if it's good for me, otherwise don't. Give me children if they're good for me, otherwise don't. And hasana also means the chance to do good deeds, because this is one of the greatest blessings there is if Allah guides you along the path of Islam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, give me blessings in the world, but also give me blessings in the akhirah. And separately then, for further emphasis, waqina adhaban nar, save us from the torment of the fire. This is one of the du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to most read. It's such a moderate, beautiful du'a. So this is a very beautiful and important du'a to remember. Finally, we come to the manner of your du'a. What's your attitude towards Allah when you're actually asking Him for this favor? Because some people pray arrogantly that Allah, I've suffered enough, now you'd better give this to me. We can't force Allah. Some people pray with lukewarm conviction, you know, in this sort of despondent way, Allah, forgive me if you wish. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually forbade us from doing that and said, none of you should say, Allah forgive me if you wish, or Allah have mercy on me if you wish. But he should always be firm in asking Allah, for nobody can compel Allah to do something against his will. A narration of Bukhari. You know, like someone who says, Allah forgive me if you want, but if you don't want, then don't forgive me. What sort of a miserable, depressive way is that to ask Allah anyway? I mean, if someone comes up to you and starts whining in that way, you wouldn't want to give him anything either, would you? So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should ask Allah with hope, and you should ask Allah with confidence that Allah, I know you're going to give it to me. And then inshallah, as we read, dua changes destiny. Some people like to pray to Allah for, you know, the very least that, oh Allah, I'll be content with one little corner of paradise. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. He said, when you ask for paradise, ask for al-firdaus, which is the best. Because we have this attitude that we're very ambitious when it comes to dunya, but suddenly when it comes to hereafter, we become very humble. And this is a sort of false humility that, you know, I'll be happy wherever Allah puts me. Don't ask Him for the best. Who knows, inshallah, maybe your dua will be accepted. Now I'd like to end with looking at the different scenes from the Quran which depict the different times in the lives of the prophets. Some are scenes of great anguish, some are scenes of personal sorrow, some are scenes of incredible happiness. But what is astonishing is that all these prophets spanning different eras, different generations, different civilizations and cultures even, all these prophets are bound together by one golden thread. And this is their love of Allah. They call on Him in happiness, they call on Him in sorrow. They call on Him in grief, they call on Him in rage. Not as in they're angry with Allah, but as in moments of personal distress, they call on Allah. The first scene, Adam and Hawa alayhimus salam, I want you to imagine this. Expelled from Jannah, sent down to the earth, think of their sorrow at having disobeyed Allah, at having made that first mistake. Allah in His infinite love sends down words of repentance to Adam alayhi salam. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ بِرَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Adam received words from his Lord and Allah forgave him. What were the words? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you don't forgive us and have mercy on us, we will be of the losers. Ibrahim and Ismail alayhimus salam, think of them patiently toiling away in that blazing heat. No bulldozers, no machinery, no caps. No, they're toiling away in that blazing heat. They're rebuilding the Kaaba with their own hands. They're handling those rocks and humbly they're praying all the while. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah, please accept from us. So many times we do a little thing for Allah, and we do it with such a feeling of arrogance and complacency. And we're like, you know, I've done Allah this tremendous favor. And they're building the Kaaba and at the same time they're praying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Because if Allah doesn't accept it, it's of no use. And then look at their vision. You know, we act like we're so exhausted when we've done anything for Allah that we don't have the strength or the energy to even imagine any generation other than ours. But they pray for a Muslim ummah to arise from their loins. And they pray for a Muslim prophet to arise from their loins. And this is the vision of a moment. We see Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam fleeing from Egypt to Midian, fleeing for his life. As he reaches Midian, he has nowhere to go. He doesn't have traveler's checks, doesn't have any money with him. And he sees two young girls standing by the well. They're not getting their chance. Quietly he steps forward and makes sure that the animals get to drink the water. Then quietly comes back, sits under the shade of a tree and calls upon Allah. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqeer. This is one of the most awesome du'as of the Quran. There are times in your life you don't even know what you should ask Allah for. Because you can't see the solution. You can't see the way out. So you think, Allah, I don't even know what to ask you for. In moments of great tragedy, sometimes people's minds literally go blank. They can't think and they say, we can't even think of words to say to Allah. Then read this dua. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqeer. Allah, I am a beggar. I am desperately in need of whatever khair, whatever good you send to me. We see Maryam alayhi salam's mother, who's born a daughter when she thought she was going to have a son. She is initially shocked, but she recovers her iman and she goes on to say, Rabbi inni u'idhuha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. Allah, I give this child and her children into your care from shaitan the outcast. Now what I want you to notice is that all these du'as were accepted and they were accepted immediately. Musa alayhi salam gets an instant response. Ibrahim and Ismail alayhimus salam's dua echoes still today and will go on echoing as long as there are pilgrims going to the Kaaba till the end of time. Maryam alayhi salam's mother's dua is accepted because Isa alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam were the only two children who were untouched by shaitan because of this mother's dua. We see Yaqub alayhi salam blinded with grief at the loss of his beloved child. The sons taunt him, you're going to die. And he says quietly and with dignity, Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ilallah. I'm simply pouring out my grief and my pain before Allah. I'm not complaining to you, I'm talking to Allah. We see Yusuf alayhi salam reunited with his father, surrounded by pomp and circumstance. In this moment of glory, he remembers Allah and says, Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, anta waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhirah. Creator of the heavens and the earth, you're my friend. He's surrounded by friends, he's surrounded by courtiers, but he remembers Allah at a time like this. Because sometimes it's very difficult to remember Allah when you have it all. That moment, that peak moment of victory, That's a moment where very few people actually remember the Creator who gave it to them. You are my friend in the world and the hereafter. Tawaffani Muslima. Let me die as a Muslim. Subhanallah, he's a king. Which king would pray for death? But he prays for death as a Muslim. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ and join me with the righteous. We see Ayub alayhi salam, whose story is literally from riches to rags. He had everything and then he had nothing. And he got this terrible skin disease, and his prayer is one of the most poignant prayers in the Quran. He prays, Rabbi anni massani ad-durru. Oh my Lord, pain has touched me. You know, we have one headache and we're collapsing all over the place that I can't pray. No one should come near me because I've got this terrible headache. And he had such a terrible skin disease that it said everyone left him. And all he says is, pain has touched me. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ رَاحِمِينَ and you're the most merciful of those who show mercy. This is his dua. Imagine, I always think to myself that, you know, when we make du'as, we're greedily saying, okay, now heal me, now give me back my kids, give me back my wealth. And Ayub alayhi salam, just like a child, you know, wounded child showing the mother the wound. Look, it's bleeding. Massani ad-durru, pain has touched me, but no problem. Anta arhamur rahimin. You're the most merciful of those who show mercy. He doesn't need to spell it out for Allah. This is his confidence in Allah. And Allah responded and gave him back double than what he had before. We see Sulaiman alayhi salam, who like Yusuf alayhi salam has everything, surrounded by power and glory, and he prays, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya, that oh my Lord, give me the chance to thank you for this blessing that you've given to me. Wa ana a'mala salihan tardahu, give me the chance to do deeds that will please you. Wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin, you admit me by your mercy into the ranks of your righteous slaves. And finally, we see a scene of great anguish. It's one of the most powerful scenes in the Quran. The scene where Yunus alayhi salam flees from his people in anger. Yunus alayhi salam's people would not listen. So finally, he left them and he warned them that Allah's adab will come upon you. Yunus alayhi salam's only mistake, for prophets are perfect and cannot sin, was that he did not wait for Allah's command to leave. He left before Allah's command came because he was so angry with his people, and his anger was for the sake of Allah. When Yunus alayhi salam boarded a ship, a great storm arose and they threw Yunus alayhi salam from the ship. And we all know what happened, that a whale swallowed him up. And Allah says in Surah Al-Anbiya, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, and he called out in the darknesses. The darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the whale, the darkness of Allah's anger. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. There is no God but you. Glory be to you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. I am of the wrongdoers. This is one of the most powerful verses in the Quran. This dua, people have forgotten the message of the dua. And the message of the dua is, when you are surrounded by complete darkness, by complete sorrow and pain. Because Yunus alayhi salam's plight is most frightening in that, as Allah himself says, if we had wished he could have remained in the whale's belly till the day of judgment, no one would have imagined his feeling of loneliness and complete isolation. No one knows that there's a whale, and in that whale is this man, and he's still alive. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. And the minute he says these words, Allah responds. As he responded to all these prophets, remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." Mukh, which is translated as core, literally means bone marrow. And just as you need to have a healthy bone marrow to survive, in the same way for your ibadah, to have a heart, to have a soul in it, you need to have du'a, proper du'a. These were different du'as from the scenes of different prophets, but above all, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who taught us a dua for every occasion. Whether it was in the marketplace, whether it's getting out of bed, whether it's eating your food or drinking water or drinking milk or looking in the mirror or upon seeing a child or upon wearing your clothes or upon leaving the house or upon the coming of rain. Subhanallah, every moment of his life literally was a new way of his remembering Allah. And this is the meaning of Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. You alone do we worship, you alone do we ask for help. People mock sometimes, you know, there are many people who literally have a very pessimistic attitude towards dua. Never ever be discouraged into giving up your duas. Always try and increase them, never try and diminish them. They are key to Allah. I'd like to end with a beautiful hadith Qudsi. This one is particularly majestic and beautiful. An Abi Dharr al-Ghaffari radiyallahu anhu عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل أنه قال. Now these are Allah's words. يا عبادي, O my slaves, كلكم ضالون, all of you are misguided. إلا من هديته, except the one whom I guide. فاستهدوني, ask me for guidance. أهديكم, I will guide you. يا عبادي, O my slaves, كلكم جائعون, all of you are hungry. إلا من أطعمته, except the one whom I feed. فاستطعموني, ask me for food. أطعمكم, I will feed you. يا عبادي, O my slaves, كلكم عارٍ, all of you are bare. إلا من كسوته, except the one whom I clothe. فاستكسوني, ask me for clothing. أكسكم, I will clothe you. يا عبادي, إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار. O my slaves, you sin night and day. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, but I forgive all sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي, ask me for forgiveness. أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, I will forgive you. O my slaves, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْءٍ. If the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were the most pious amongst you, that would not increase my kingdom one jot. يا عبادي, O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were the most wicked amongst you, that would not diminish from my kingdom one jot. يا عبادي, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد, if the first of you and the last of you and the men of you and the jinn of you were to stand in one meadow and they were all to ask me, فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مَسَلَتُ, and I were to give to each what he asked for, مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي, that would not diminish my treasures, إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرُ, but the way a needle would diminish the ocean if it were dipped therein. Imagine all of creation. يَا عِبَادِي, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, O my slaves, it is only your deeds, أُحْسِيهَا لَكُمْ, that I am enumerating for you, ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا, then I will pay you back for those deeds. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمِدِ اللَّهِ, so whoever finds any good, let him praise Allah. If you do some good deed, thank Allah for that. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ, and whoever does other than that, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, let him blame no one but himself. In other words, if you are sinning, then don't try and put the blame on Allah. The fault is your own. Rawahu Muslim, a narration of Muslim. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, وصلى الله على النبي الكريم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. ألا لله الدين الخالص, والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى, إن الله يحكم بينهم فيما هم فيه يختلفون. إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا لاصطفى مما يخلق ما يشاء, سبحانه, هو الله الواحد القهار. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق, يكور الليل على النهار ويكور النهار على الليل, وسخر الشمس والقمر, كل يجري لأجل مسمى, ألا هو العزيز الغفار خلقكم من نفس واحدة ثم جعل منها زوجها وأنزل لكم من الأنعام ثمانية أزواج يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأنى تصرفون إن تكفروا فإن الله غني عنكم ولا يرضى لعباده الكفر وإن تشكروا يرضه لكم ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون إنه عليم بذات الصدور وإذا مس الإنسان ضر دعا ربه منيبا إليه ثم إذا خوله نعمة منه نسي ما كان يدعو إليه من قبل وجعل لله أندادا ليضل عن سبيله قل تمتع بكفرك قليلا إنك من أصحاب النار أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب قل يا عبادي الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وأرض الله واسعة إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل ذلك يخوف الله به عباده يا عباد فاتقون والذين اجتنبوا الطاغوت أن يعبدوها وأنابوا إلى الله لهم البشرى فبشر عباد الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أولئك الذين هداهم الله وأولئك هم أولو الألباب أفمن حق عليه كلمة العذاب أفأنت تنقذ من في النار لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم غرف من فوقها غرف مبنية تجري من تحتها الأنهار وعد الله لا يخلف الله الميعاد ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فسلكه ينابيع في الأرض ثم يخرج به زرعا مختلفا ألوانه ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يجعله حطاما إن في ذلك لذكرى لأولي الألباب أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد أفمن يتقي بوجهه سوء العذاب يوم القيامة وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا ما كنتم تكسبون كذب الذين من قبلهم فأتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون فأذاقهم الله الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون ولقد ضربنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل لعلهم يتذكرون قرآنا عربيا غير ذي عوج لعلهم يتقون ضرب الله مثلا رجلا فيه شركاء متشاكسون ورجلا سلما لرجل هل يستويان مثلا الحمد لله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون فمن أظلم ممن كذب على الله وكذب بالصدق إذ جاءه أليس في جهنم مثوى للكافرين وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ لِيُكَفِّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.